that's violent in their days. So there are two Gersoys. There are two Gersoys in the Gemara. One Gersoy is that the Gemara does not say Elo Kidrav Pinchas. Another Gersoy is that the Gemara says Elo Kidrav Pinchas. So it goes without saying. According to the Gersoy, those are Sheinu Ageris, Elo Kidrav Pinchas, so the Gemara is Chezeya. So the Gemara is Chezeya from Rabbi Bar Yoyis Teretz. That Rabbi Bar Yoyis said that one can be made fair only if he verbalizes Afore after she is Godlo and she becomes Mikodeshes and Nisua to him in the rise. So in other words, so the Gemara is Chezeya, and the Gemara says that he can be made fair even if the Afore took place. Even if the Afore took place before she got her, she's got her, while she was Mekudeshes to him on the Rabbanon. But you ask, how can Gdush in the Rabbanon, Nisu in the Rabbanon, be Mivato? A neder that is the Raise? The answer is, it's not necessary that she should be Nisu to him in the Raise. Because as long as she submits to his authority, even though she is not Nisu to him in the Raise, she's not Mekudeshes to him in the Raise, so he still can be Mefer on the basis of Pinchas Halach. So in other words, according to the Gersoy of Elo Kidrav Pinchas, so the Gemara is saying in so many words that he can be made for the neder even if the Afore takes place before she is gone. But then there's another Gersoy, the Gersoy we have, Kidrav Pinchas Mishpei Dorot. So then some Rishayim, according to this Gersoy, some Rishayim say that it means that the Gemara is not Chezeya, and that the Gemara still adheres to Rabbi Bar Yehuda's Teretz, that the Baal could not be made fair, the Nidorim of his wife, the Ketano, which are Chalmid Raisa, she's a Mufa Samochlish, so he could not be made fair while she's only Mikodeshes to him with Rabbanon. But when can he be made fair if he makes a new Afore after she's got law and he has Kedushin Midraisa in her? But you ask, how can he be made fair, but it's Kedmin? So in order to dispose of the problem of Kedmin, we apply Rav Pinchas Aloch. But he has to be, in order that he should be able to be made fair, he has to make a new Afor. And some Rishayim say, even though they are not Giris Elo, but they interpret the Gemara as if Elo had been mentioned. That's thesis. V'habik mo Elo, afal gav, to a kosov bisvorem Elo. Uchein ze yish b'firik afal. But there are 2 days. Some Rishayim say that according to the Gersoy that we are not Giris Elo, so then the Gemara is not Chezeya from Rabbi Bar Louis Teretz. And then the Maskona of the Gemara is that in Achaname, if the Afore takes place while she is only in Kodeshes with the Rabbanon, then this Afore is ineffective. But the Afore is effective if there is a new Afore after she is Godlo. But then you ask, you have the problem of Kedmin? So we apply Rav Pinchas Aloche in order to eliminate, to dispose of the problem of Kedmin. So from this Gemara it appears that the Aloche that the Baal can be made for Nidorim is not expressive of his peculiar prerogative of Baal. Baal is only a chatitze of Aldas Baal in the rest. But even if he's not a Baal, let's say Iktan, so Midrash say he's a stranger, he's not a husband, so he can also exercise the Kirchafor. But we explained that it doesn't mean, it's not as simple as that, that even without being a husband, as long as the umdene of Aldas Havera Yuneideh or Hinideres applies summarily as a Kirchafor. It's not as simple as that. And we saw that because the Ranshite Nidorim is that even though the Chachomim Achilik and Reb Lezer, and they don't apply the din of Kol Anideres Aldas Baal Anideres vis-a-vis an Aruse whose husband is Mechuyev in her support. But vis-a-vis an Ishtar Tano, even though the Kedushin is only Tevis and the Kedushin Nisuim is only Tevis in the Rabbanon, even the Chachomim make it. So obviously, it's not It's not that that the halacha of Kohen Deres al Dasbayl Nideres is a general principle. If it's a general principle, so why should the Baal of an Ish of Tano be more effective? The Keach of the Baal of an Ish of Tano be more effective than the Keach of an Orus who is Mechoyev and support, Adarabe, an Orus has Dushit the Reise, she's an Ishishish, and here she's not an Ishishish Midraise. So we explained it because even though Midraise she's not Mekudeshes, but he has a Kianishes of Pelachis. So Mimele, and as far as the Kianishes of Pelachis is concerned, he's fully consummated. He does not have a Kianishes of Dushit. So Mimele, since it's fully consummated, so Mimele the Keach of the Baal of the Ish of Tano, who has a consummated Kiyan, a full Kiyanishas, a consummated Kiyan, is more than the Keach of an Os, who has an unconsummated Kiyanishas. But it's still based upon, it's still expressive of a prerogative of a Baal. It's not a general principle that wherever a person makes an Eder, al das Haveri, so Mimele the Haveri has a Keachafon. Now let's see the thesis. Vim tema im kein thesis in it. Darf man wollen nicht. Vim tema im kein am ei nicht ab die falsches nicht dorin. Die Baal mei fel ich stei. A fil eine ich stei. Ki gen hoche. Ha Baal mei fel da aldeite nicht das. So in the kashe, thesis apparently assumed that it's not a peculiarity of the Baal. It's a general principle. Baal is only a chetimtze of aldeite in it das. So Tesis says the Kashi, so Mimele, if it's a general principle, so Mimele and Tesis and the Kashi assumed that general principle is grounded in Svore. In other words, you don't even have to resort to a posik. Because since the Mitzias is that Kol HaNideres al Das Baal HaNideres, so Mimele, it is considered as if he stipulated, I don't want the Nedat Bechal. I don't want the Nedat Bechal unless my husband approves of it. So Mimele, without an Gzeiras HaKosov, Mitzvah Asvore, it shouldn't be Chal. So why do we need a Gzeiras HaKosov? A very strange kashe. So anyway, from the kashe of the Tesvis, it appears the Tesvis in the kashe of the Chol HaPoches assumed that it's not a peculiarity of the Baal, but it's a general principle, and it is grounded in Svore. So Mimele, the kashe is, why did the Torah have to mention Gzeiras HaKosov? The of Keiach Afore by the Baal. Mitzvah Asvore, al das Baal in Nideres. V'yesh Leima, so there are two terutz in the thesis. V'yesh Leima, the Yitztrich li'inyen, she'im oma, ki'im lichi, she'in yochi lohover. The Yitztrich li'inyen, she'im oma, ki'im lichi, she'in yochi lohover. So he says that the reason as to why it was necessary for the Torah to mention a special Gzeiras HaKosov of Keiach Afore of the Baal is because of the keach of the Baal to be Mikayim. So it's mashma, but as far as the keach to be Mayfair, we don't have to resort to Gzeiras HaKosov. We don't have to resort to Gzeiras HaKosov. We don't have to resort to Gzeiras HaKosov. So, but that would be very strange. In other words, so that means, so then the kashe of the Ran will be outstanding against the first Loshon of Tesis. So why is there a need for his Loshon Afore? I mean, it's not even necessary. But I think that the pshat in the first Teres and Tesis is true. In the kashe, Tesis assumed that the whole aloche of Afore of the Baal is completely grounded in the mitzias, in the umdene of Kol HaNideres al Das Baal HaNideres. So it's not even based upon a special Gzeiras HaKosov. So it's grounded in Svore. So Mimele, it's not a peculiarity of the Baal. It's just because Baal happens to be a case, an example of Aldaite HaNideres. That's in the Kashi. But in the Teretz, when he says, the Yitzrich Li'inyen Shimoma, Kiyam Lichi, Shin Yochel Hofeir, so he says, obviously there is a Gzeiras HaKosov. Because this aloche of al das Baal HaNideres can only explain the keach afore, but it couldn't explain the keach hakomet. So what must you say? Since the Torah says that the Baal has a keach to be making, since the Torah says that the Baal has a keach to be making, so Mimele, So Mimele, it's a special Zerzakosov, it's a prerogative of the Baal. Now, so vis-a-vis Akome, we have to say that it's a special prerogative of the Baal. Why is it a special prerogative of the Baal? Because the Torah spells it out. The Torah spells out the Keach Akome of the Baal. So, because the Torah says in so many words, V'imhachesh yachesh lo yisho miyem al yeim V'heikim eskol nindarel O yeskol esarel asher oleo Heikim eison Kehechesh lo biyem shamim. So there is a special zakos of a prerogative of the Baal that the Baal can be making. So for the same reason that we say there is a special prerogative of the Baal that it can be making, which is peculiar to the Baal. Why? Because the Torah says so. So the Torah says also that so the Torah also spells out that the Baal is a keach afore. So true that even without the special tzarasakosuf, that the Baal has a special prerogative of being making of being made fair. He could be made fair because of a general principle. Because of al daiti nidares. But suppose there is a case where the general principle doesn't apply. So he still will be able to be made fair on the basis of the special prerogative. Why should the keach afore be gohuat in the keach akome? As far as the keach akome is concerned, so Teisve says that it can be made fair even though it's not based upon kol anideres and asbal anideres. Why? Because the Torah says so. So the Torah says so, we gave afore too. But as far as afore is concerned, so even without the special zersakosu, that the Baal has a special prerogative, so he would be able to be made fair. So he would be able to be made fair. But in a chaname, so that for two reasons he can be made fair, a Baal. First of all, because of a general principle of anideres al das bail anideres, and that applies even to an acher, to a stranger. And then there is a special prerogative of the Baal, just as ligabe akome. It's mistaba that way. I mean, it's not mistaba to say that akome yes, and afore not. Oh. Now, as a matter of fact, so then you'll ask, but why do we need it? I mean, we don't have to resort to it. Since without a special prerogative of afore, he could be made fair on the basis of a general principle of calling there is al das bailani there is. So in what situation do we have to resort to the special prerogative of the Baal? Now, the Tesis Oroshinide gives one teretz. He also has the same kashi. The Tesis Oroshinide. So according to the Pinchas, why did the Torah have to say a special keach afore? So he says the Torah had to mention in one teretz. The Tesis Oroshinide says the Torah had to mention the special prerogative of the Baal to be made fair in regard to the case where the Ishe, let's say, is a member in the woman's lib, and she says at the time she makes nidorif, she says, I don't care for my Baal. I am an independent person. So even in such a case, so the Baal has a keach afore. So in other words, so Teisves could agree with this. Even though Teisves doesn't spell it out, the Teisves Roshi is the one who spells it out, but Teisves could agree with this. In other words, Teisves says the kashe, in kina mai nichta viparshas nidorin, di baal meifer lishte afilene ishte, ki in hoche, ha baal meifer dal daite nidares. So Teisves says, v'yishlima adi yitzlich liinyen shimoma kim lichishin yochel ofer. So that means, so we have to say, even if we assume that is a general principle, but there is a special aloha, a prerogative of the Baal, vis-a-vis afore akome. So memele vis-a-vis afore also, but vis-a-vis afore, normally we don't have to resort to that special prerogative. But in certain situations where she says explicitly, I don't care for what the Baal does, whether he approves or disapproves, I am making this nether. So even in such a case, then the Baal can be made fair because of the special prerogative. And Teisves could mean that. Now let's see what the Rambam says in the Mishpat Acher. Now, many Rishonim, the Ramban, the Rashbo, even the Ran Shvuos, they discuss the Rosh, the Shvuos Rosh, they all discuss this question, because it was the universal practice in the Jewish towns in Europe in the medieval ages, that when a tzibur imposed haromim or took a neder or a shvue, a collective neder, a collective shvue, that the tzibur, that the same tzibur who took the neder, the shvue or the haromim, so they themselves were matred. And then Rishonim discussed it. Is it obedin or not? So the Ramban says, so then he says, Nimtze Slomeid, at the beginning of Mishpat Achir, Nimtze Slomeid lefimidezu, Shal das hakol, Mishamish kule vechumre. In other words, if the tzibur takes in edda, al das hakol, so it's mashma kule vechumre. Chumre, shim bikish echot mehem leati leatzmei, al pichochol, mipesa vecharot igmure, emelei, val das hakol nishbatu, val das rabi min leafore. We call Mifika Kozman Shisharu Bem Rabbi. Shin Daitom Beheter in Leta Leo. Dakati Kidas Rabbi Nisu. Suppose it's Sibo, let's say, in a certain town. There's 1,000 Jews. There are 1,000 Jews in that town. And they took a Shwe in Eda. And then a few members of that town, they decide to have it annulled, to have it Muta, to have it Nita. So, and then a few members of that tzibur come before a bezin and they mention a Pesach and Charotim. So there is a chumre. So, since the shvuah was taken by each member of the tzibur, al das tzibur, al das kol, so mele, he cannot be nishal. One cannot individually be nishal. He becomes divested of his keach to be nishal individually, because he took it al das kol. So that's a chumre. Then he says kule, but there is a kule aspect. If the neder or the shvuah was taken al das hakol, she niskimu kulam lahatir in tzrichin chochom, v'lo yikol dinei pischa nidorim, ela imrim b'askamosom, hutar haneder umutar. So there is a kule too. Like this, when an individual takes a neder or shvuah, so there is a certain procedure. He has to appear before Bezin, he has to spell out Pesach and Charote, and all kind tilly-tilly shaloches. What can be used as a Pesach, what cannot be used as a Pesach, Charoted Ashte, Charoted Mikore, Tilly Tilly Shalachet. Mashainke, if the tzibur, if each one member of the tzibur took the neda collectively, the shvuah neda collectively, al das hakol, so one of them couldn't get a heter even with Pesach. But if all of them, or the rob of them, in other words, decide to be matir, then they don't have to resort to the regular procedure of Pesach and Charote. They just say, Huta aneda hu. So that's the point. Then he says, then he says further, Veim Rani, Shoei Meir, Aldas, that's the case where the whole call took in Eder Oshwe. Then he proceeds. So suppose a person, a Yochid, takes in Eder, an individual Eder, but he says Aldas play. Reuven takes in Eder, Aldashim, Veim Rani. Shoim al das pleni ani nishba hariukeim al menasholim chepleni elo yishtik lifichochim micho bishas shmiyo botel aneda ki emo yishosak niskayim aneda. So then now he mentions another chiddush. That's a big chiddush. That even if a yochid Reuven takes a neder or a shvuah and he says al das shimen ani neider ani nishba, so it is just as if he said al menasholim cheshimen elo yishtik. So then, if Shimon disapproves, what laneda? Ki emu shosak niskayim. Uminotim relo. I mean, so that's the aloche that the Ram mentions in the name of certain Rishonim that the Ram rejects. That's the cheat that the Ram mentions. So, how do I know? I mean, there is such a halacha. The Omru Big More Kolani Deres Al Das Bailo Ni Deres. Uli Fichoch, Nots Notero Rishus, Libal Binidri Nishte, Shim Heikim Hukam, Vim Heifer Mufer, Alme, Koloeme Al Das Pleni Ani Nishba, Im Heifer Reise Oish Mufer, Vim Heikim Hukam, Kidina Bal, Vidafke Kishe Heifer Miyad Bishashliye, Avol Shosak, Hukam Aneda Miyad, Viafo Pishinos Notero Libal, Zman Mishtike, Little is man la mela beatzvei. That means the bow. Mishum shlima bais. Vein hadin ze nei bacher. So he mentions a very big chiddush. So he says, first of all, he mentions his aloche, which is the shita that the Ran mentions, and the Ramban explains it on the basis of the general principle of kolam deras adas bailing deras. So in other words, it's not peculiar to bow. There is a general principle. And then, but he says, there is a distinction between Baal and another person. The another person, if Reuven says, Harini Neider al Dashimen, then he submits it to the discretion of Shimen to approve or to disapprove. But the first moment when Shimon hears it, so it's within his discretion to approve the neder, to endorse the neder, or to disapprove. Suppose he disapproves the first moment, fine. Suppose the first moment when he hears of the neder, Shimon is quiet, he doesn't disapprove of it, then he cannot later on annul the neder. He cannot. Mashenking Abibal, it's within his discretion, within the duration of the day, even though he didn't exercise any afore, the first moment when he hears it, so still, as long as it's within the same day, or according to Montane, within the same isles, so he can be made for it. So there is a distinction. In other words, on one hand, the Ramban says that the keach afore of the Baal, he emanates from a general principle of that when someone is neder al das chavere, then that chavere becomes a bailin to be made for the neder. But there is a distinction. Vis-a-vis the baal, so the baal is a bailin over the neder to be made for the whole day, not just the first moment. Vis-a-vis somebody else, chavere, so then he can only exercise afore the first moment, but if he wasn't made for the first moment, he cannot have an hour later exercise afore. Mashenkil gabibao, so it's a special zerasakoso. Litmule isman le amela biatzme, mishum shlema bais, vein hadin ze neil bachel. Vein hadin ze neil bachel. So what does he say? In other words, that if a yochid took a neder or a shvue al das chavere, so the chavere is a bailin to be matter the neder, but only the first moment, not later on. Mashenkin, and that emanates from the same zerzakosu that a baal can be made for. But there is one distinction: a baal can be made for the whole day, and the chavere on whose das he took the neder can be made for only the first moment. That's in regard to a yochid who takes a neder or a shvui al das chavere. So only the first moment. So the same thing, the Ramban says, should apply to a tzibur. If a tzibur makes a neder collectively, or a shvui collectively, al das hakol, so Mimele, we apply the aloche of Kolani Deres, Ladas Balani Deres, just as we apply the same aloche to a yochid who takes an edo Yishmuel Ladas Chavere. But vis-a-vis a yochid who takes an edo Yishmuel Ladas Chavere, he only has a keach to be matir the first moment, so the tzibur should also have the keach to be matir only the first moment. And if we apply it to the tzibur as well, then, so the whole heter is lawfully bire. Because of what avail is that keach haheta by the tzibur if they can only exercise at the first moment? Bishleime when Reuven makes a neder. Al das, if Ruvein makes a neder. Al das, Shimen. If Ruvein makes a neder. Al das, Shimen. So when Ruvein took the neder, Shimen wasn't present. So then, let's say a few hours later, Shimon hears. So then, that moment when he hears, it's within his discretion to approve or to disapprove. Not later on. But until he hears, so he wasn't even given an opportunity to express his opinion on it. Mashenkin, when the whole tzibur collectively, the Anshei Oyia, take in Eder or Rishmue, so, and they take the neder of the Shmuel al das akol. So, Monif Shachif, we say that the Yochin, al das Havere, so the Havere couldn't exercise any afore after the first moment. So, Mimele, when the call takes collectively in neder of the Shmuel, so they shouldn't be able at any moment to be Matia. Because when they took the neder of the Shmuel, that was the first moment. And they decided to take it. So it shouldn't be any different. So the next moment should be like after the first moment by Yochid. So the Ramban was aware of that. So Mimele he says, Zedin Emesu Mishpat Sholem. So Mimele it should follow that vis-a-vis a tzibur. So the tzibur should never be able to be Matia. Because the first moment is not the first moment. Vis-a-vis a Yochid, so there is a first moment. When the Haveri hears. But vis-a-vis the tzibur, so they heard of the neder. What does hearing mean? Hearing means they witness it, they observe it. But if the whole tzibur collectively, if you have, let's say, all the Anshei Oyia standing, and they say, we hereby take this and this neder, this and this way, al das akol. So that's their first moment. So why did they take the neder at the very outset? Obviously, they already decided to exercise their authority by taking the neder, the bailes. So how could they exercise afor after that? It should be like after the first moment in the yochid. So even the first, I mean, you couldn't even visualize the first moment in the tzibur, in the neder by tzibur. Except if, let's say, the tzibur, let's say, of Tel Aviv would collectively take a neder or a shvue al das of the tzibur of Yerushalayim. So then we could visualize. Then we could visualize the first moment, so the tzibur of Yerushalayim could be matir. But after the tzibur of Yerushalayim heard of the collective neder or shvuah by the tzibur of Tel Aviv, and they did not exercise any afore, so an hour later they couldn't do it. But when you speak of a neder of a rabbi of a kol al das akol, we speak of a neder made by a certain call, al das of the same call, not al das of another call of another city. So Mimele, he says, so that means zehu din emes mishpat sholem. So then the question arises, so then it should follow, since this principle is emes mishpat sholem, so it should, so when the tzibur takes a neder or a shvuel das of the same call, they should never be able to be, because even the first moment is not the first moment. אבל מה אעשה שהרבים שם אלו, אוקיי? ולא לך. ולא לך. So he says, no. Even though it should follow, but we still see that it is accepted that if a tzibur took a neder, and or a shvue collectively, so then the same tzibur can be matter the neder or shvue without resorting to the usual procedure of Pesach and Chavot. And Bez. So the question is why? Well, the answer is very simple. In other words, the Ramban holds not that it's not that the Ram understood. He understood that those Rishayim who say v'yikedi yalfe miyoche dimishen od al das chaveri harizi yochel atem nileshle al pichochem dichei chadam rinen hoche dimishen moche motze baal lechudil ofer mishum dinitri al daitei b'mforesh named al das chaveri motze meifer v'li gorash b'mforesh d'chaveri mistam dibal. That even vis-a-vis Baal, it's not a special Zerzakosu, but it's based upon Svore. And you see the Teisves, indeed has the Kashe, so why does the Torah even have to mention a whole aloche of Keach HaFores HaBaal? So this is the way that the Ran understood these Rishenim, that they hold that when Ruven is Neder al Das Shimen, then without recourse to the Zerzakosu in Matis, so Shimon can be Matia on the basis of Svore. So there he has that kasha. But the Ramban, that's the Ramban shite. But the Ramban doesn't hold that on the basis of svore, if Ruvin takes an eder or a shvui al da shimen, so shimen mitzvah svore without exer sakosu, he can be meir. True, he says al das chaveire. That does not mean that he can be made fair. That he can be made fair. So, in other words, only on the basis of svore, only if he'll spell it out in the form of tnai. In other words, if he'll formulate it in the form of tnai, he'll say, Kikya ze osar alai. Ruben will say, Kikya ze osar alai, im shimein yirtze. Vim shimein lo yirtze. I mean, I was careful that night, but I mean, but whether he's careful or not, that is still another shayla. Whether he's halavat shimeihen, but in such a case, so then we don't have to resort to a special zazakosov. But if someone doesn't formulate it in the form of tnai, in terms of tnai, he just says kikazeosalai, barimineid al das chaveri. So it's not that he stipulated that he's making the neder on a certain condition. If he formulated it in terms of tnai, so then it doesn't make any difference what tnai you make. You can make whatever tnai you want. You can say kikazeo salai im yedu kshamim lachalamidim. So I mean it. So he's at liberty to stipulate that he's win any tnai he wants. But here the Ramban is not discussing a case where he formulated that in terms of tnai. But he just asserted. He asserted a kikya unconditionally, but he declared the chavere as a bailim over the neder. So Mr. Asvore, it would be ineffective just because he declared somebody else as a bailim over the neder to endorse or to reject the neder. So he cannot become a bailim over the neder. But we have a special zersakosov. Where is that zersakosov? In the parashah Matis. In the parashah Matis, we have a special zersakosov because the keyach hafor of the Baal, which is also grounded in the zersakosov, is based upon the fact that kol anideres al das bayil anideres. So memele, we have a zersakosov that even if the person doesn't formulate it in terms of tnai, but he makes the neder unconditional, but he declares plainly as a bayim over the neder, he can do so. So that's a special zersakosov. It's a special chiddush. Where is that zersakosov mentioned in the parashah Matis? But it's not. You see, the Ran understood the shittas of Rishonim on the basis of tnai. So it's like tnai. So then it's not even based upon any special zersakosov. But the Ramban doesn't base it upon tnai. When can it be? When can this be true on the basis of tnai? Only if he formulates it explicitly in terms of tnai. But if he just says kikya ze osar alai, so it's an unconditional eder, and he says al das plainly. So what in the mishpat haloshen? What does it mean? Not that he asks it on a condition. He asks it unconditionally, but he also stipulates that the plainly should be bailing to reject or to endorse or to reject the neder. So without the special zakosov, he couldn't do it. He can make a neder, but if he doesn't formulate it in terms of tnai, so the neder is kayom and the plainy has no authority to be made for it. But that's the zakosov. That's the zakosov. Where do we find the zakosov? In the parashe Matis of Aforas Baal. So over there too, so the reason it's not just tiny amitzis, but that is the kufadin. The reason as to why the Ibal Hezekiah Hafore is because the woman submits to the authority of the Baal. She submits to the authority of the Baal. So Mimele, but it's the same principle. But there is one fundamental difference. Vis-a-vis the case where Ruben takes an eder al dashimein, so he only declared Shimon as a bailim over this specific matter. It's not that Ruben declares Shimon as the Bailim of all the Dorim that he will make. He only declared Shimon as the Bailim of this specific Neda. So Memele, that means that is the Bailis of Shimon is limited to the first moment. What does it mean? He declared, he made Shimon a Bailim of the Neda. In other words, it is within the discretion of Shimon to endorse or to reject. So, when does he have to exercise the discretion? The first moment when he becomes informed of it. But even the first moment when he becomes informed of it, so he did not exercise his discretion, so he's no more Bailim. He has a Keiach of Bailis of the Neda. Masha'inkein Gabi Baal, since the Ishe does not just submit this specific neder, this individual specific neder, to the authority of her husband, but the woman, the wife in general, submits all her doing to the authority and discretion of the Baal. So Memele, the Bailis, continues even after the first moment. It's one zirzakosuf, but there are two aspects to that zirzakosuf. In other words, vis-a-vis a neder that is individually submitted to the authority of a certain person, so that person can exercise bias only the first moment. But vis-a-vis a bar, so the issue does not just submit this individual neder to the husband. The Isha in general submits all the nidorim. It might be that one specific neder she dafke does not submit, but in general an Isha submits to the authority of the husband. So Memele, he can exercise bailes the whole thing. And if you want, you can say that actually this is implicit in two separate psukim, because you have a Pasuk Yud Gimel. V'im hofer yofer eisom isho, v'im shomei, kol meitzas vaseo, v'im doreo, lisa nafsho lo yokum, isho haform, v'adishem. Now, in Pasuk Yud Beis, you have, v'ishom ha'isho v'hechrish lo, lo yeheni eiso, v'im beisishon odoro, yosho yisrael nafsho v'shvo, v'ishom ha'isho v'hechrish lo, lo yeheni eiso, v'ikomu kol nidoreo, So in other words, so that posik might imply a just halacha, a gzeiras hakosuf, that if a certain specific neder is made al das bailo. So Mimele, the Baal has the keach of being mevir. But as far as Pasuk Yud Beis is concerned, so the Pasuk says, Vishoma Isha Vehechrish Lo. And he doesn't say, Yim Shomei, Lo Yehemi Eiso, Vikomu Komidoreo, Vichol Iso, Asher Oslo Al Nafsho Yoko. So in other words, if he keeps quiet, then he is not mevir. When he hears, so then, we come to the real. So that's the general principle. Vis-a-vis, even another person, al-das, whom is neder. And then the Torah says, v'im hofir yofir reisom ishom, b'yem shomei, kol meitzas vaseo, lindoreo lisa nafsho lo yokum. So that's peculiar to the Baal. That's peculiar to the Baal. V'im hofer yofer eis amisho v'im shomei kol meitzes vaseo v'indoreo u'inis anaf shalo yokum isha afirom v'adishem yislach. And now, you could say, after all, Pasuk Yud Beis, Pasuk Yud Gimel speaks of the keach of afore, and Pasuk Yud Beis is expressive of the hakome through the shtike of the duration of the day. But there is another Pasuk Tesvob, v'im hachreish yachish lo yisho miyem el yeil v'heikim eskol nidareo eskol reseo asher oleo heikim eiso ki hachish lo b'yim shameh. So this pasuk Tezvov spells it out that there is a hakome through shtike for the duration of the day. So the question is, so there seems to be a redundancy in the psukim. In other words, like if there hadn't been pasuk Tezvov, then you could say that pasuk Yudvei just mentions the aloche that if there is shtike for the duration of the day, so then the nether becomes mukkah. And then pasuk Yudgimel tells us that he can be meifer any moment in the day. But then the question is, so why did the Torah have to mention Vimachi Posik Tesvov, Vimachi Shiachish Loisho Miyem El Yeim, Vehekim Eskol Nidoreo, O Yeskol Esoreo Asher Oleo, Hekim Ezekiach Lomim Shomei, so Posik Tesvov already expresses, so Posik Tesvov spells out the Dina Hakome by Shtike throughout the duration of the day. So what's the purpose of Pasuk Yudvei, Pasuk Yudgimel, and Pasuk Tezvov? I mean, there seems to be, on the surface, there seems to be a redundancy in the psukim. But according to the Ramban Shita, we can understand. Because Pasuk Yudgimel tells us, the Alohe, that the Baal can be made for the whole day. And even if he wasn't made for the first moment, so he can still be made for later on in the duration of the day. Pasuk Tezvov tells us the aloche of akome through shtike for the duration of the day. Now, Pasuk Yudvei tells us the other aloche, and that's the other aloche, a general principle, that if a person, even not a husband, so then you ask, but here the Torah speaks only of a husband, vishoma isho, vihechish lo, loheini iso, vikom kol nidareo, vicholisa asher osra al nafsho, vicholisa asher osra al nafsho yokum. So, in other words, last time we explained, then I reiterated at the beginning of the Shia. In other words, in order to understand this aloche, that by Ktano we say we also apply the aloche of Rapinches. So does that mean that Rapinches aloche is a general principle, it's not limited, it's not peculiar to the Baal? So we said that couldn't be according to most Rishonim. But according to the Ramban Shite, and actually when the Ram mentions that Shite Sarishenim, he really is referring to the Ramban. So according to the Ramban Shite, we don't have to resort to that longest that we mentioned because of the Kinyan Plakshus. That we have to say according to other Rishenim. But the Ramban Shite, Ramban has the Shite that Kol HaNideres HaDas Baal HaNideres is not a peculiar to a Baal. It's a general principle. He applies it to every stranger. I mean, if Reuven says, "Al da Shimon ani neder ani nishba," so then Shimon can be matter than neder because of Rapinchas Aloche. So I mean, the Ramban happens to be one of those Rishenim that the Ram mentions. So according to them, it's not. So we don't have to say that the reason as to why the Baal of an Ishaktano can be made fair is because he has a keen initius of Pelachius. No, without the keen initius. One aloche, they are two aloches. There are two separate aloches mentioned in the psukim in the parsha of Matis. One aloche is mentioned in Pasuk Yudgimel. Vim hofir yofir iso bisho vim shomei kol meitzos vosero lindoreo lizanaf shol yokum isho afir o vanishem nislacho. So that means that the Baal has a kiach afore the whole day. Even if the first moment when he hears, he's quiet, doesn't say anything, he doesn't exercise any afore, so he can still exercise 5 hours later, 6 hours later, 7 hours later, the duration of the day. That's peculiar to the Baal. But even that peculiar prerogative of the Baal is also based upon the fact that Kol HaNideres HaDas Baal HaNideres. But it is peculiar to the Baal because vis-a-vis the Baal, a woman generally submits to the authority of the Baal. It's not just a question this nether, that nether. The woman in general, I mean, throughout the days and the years of her life, she submits to the authority of the Baal. So because of that, the Torah gave and endowed the Baal with the prerogative to be made fair even after the first moment of the Shemir. The whole day. That's mentioned in Pasuk Yudgimel. Now, in Pasuk Tesvov, the Torah also mentions a aloche that is peculiar to a Baal as a Baal. Not as a Baal because the Baal happens to be the person to whose authority the issue submits. But in Pasuk Tezvov, the Torah mentions another prerogative of the Baal, that if the Baal is silent for the duration of the day, then the neder becomes muket, frushtiki. But then, Pasuk Yudveis, the Torah also speaks of a Baal, Mishom Eisho. But it could be an isho that is not in Osu as yet. Let's say Baal Bishliktano, or let's say according to Rablezer, if she is an Orus, so he does not have the prerogative of a real Baal who is in Osu, of an Orus, but who is mechuyev in the support of the Aruso. So then it's not on the basis of the peculiar prerogative of the Baal, which itself is based upon the general submission of the wife to his authority, but that is based upon the specific specific submission of that specific neder to the authority, approval or disapproval. So this is what Pasuk Yudveis deals with. Vishom Aisha Behechishlo, and in Pasuk Yudveis the Torah doesn't say the whole day. Vishom Aisha Behechishlo, if the first moment it's Hechishlo, Lo Yehine Isa, so then it cannot be Meifiyan. Only if it's not Hechish the first moment, but if it is Hechish the first moment, then not. So I mean, all this, so it's not on the basis of Sorore, it's on the basis of Itzel Sakosu. But we have two separate halachas in that parashim Mateis. But the peculiar prerogative of the Baal to be made there the whole day is also based upon Aldas Baal Nidares. But there are two kinds of Aldas Havere Nidares. Vis-a-vis stranger, so the Aldas Havere is in regard to this specific nether. And vis-a-vis the Baal, so it's not just Aldas Havere, Aldas Baal of this specific nether. In general, it's Aldas Baal. In general, that Bible. So Memele, even if she explicitly states that she does not submit to the Baal, he can also be made fair, because generally, the average woman generally submits to the authority of the Baal. So that's the peculiar. So Memele, even a woman, as the Tesis HaRosh in Ida says, who explicitly says that she does not submit to the authority of the Baal, so the Baal still has a kecha for it. But you see, what the Ramban is saying, the Ran understood these Rishenim as basing their deen upon Isvor, not upon a special Zerzakosu. But the Ramban doesn't say it on the basis of Isvor. He bases it upon the Zerzakosu. In other words, but we cannot, when can we apply Isvor? If he will formulate it in terms of Nai. If he'll say explicitly, I am making this neder and this shvuye on one condition. But if he just says, I'm taking neder, kikaze oser alai, al das pleni, so then he doesn't formulate it in terms of a condition. Then, in Mishpat Aloshin, the connotation of his expression is that he's making an unconditional neder, but he's declaring the chaveri as an authority, as a bailin. So without the specialist of Sakosov, I would say, so what? He has no authority to declare somebody else as a bailin. He himself is a bailin to make an neder or not to make an neder, but he cannot endow somebody else with authority over the neder. But this parasha in Matis implies that even when a person makes an unconditional neder, but if he explicitly declares the Havere as the Bailim of the Neder, so then he has the authority to exercise Bailis, to approve or to disapprove the first moment when he is. That's the Shita of the Ramban. Alright, that's the Shita of the Ramban. Now let's see what the Rashba says. Now, you have several Tshuvas Rashba. You have one Tshuvas Rashba in Chelik Dalet, Simen Shin Yud. Oy lamarto, ki la'acha mikan itiru ha'akol ha'nedak in rinotzim ha'amichshu. Vishalto im yishmamish ba'atorosom li, vishalino agu me'ilom lahata nidrako. Vyefcha lahata chomis ishwui shal rabim, shinasu al dasako. El bimkimi shinu agu la'atiru. שהוא כאילו היסנו בשס אחרת, ואמרתו שכן שומעת ממנה. תשובה, באמס, כך אמרתי, ובנקני אני עינית, וכבר קדמוני רבי סי גם כן בגלל זה, כי באמס נדין אי אפשר להתיר שום שבוע, כי אם בפסוחים, ואפילו אם הפסוחים אי אפשר לשמוע דומת הנברי עצמי, תכסיבו יחד דבורי. סודני זה, הורים להם שום דומה במשיס בחולות באתר עושם. זו לא זה. So at first he says he doesn't know any basis for the tzibur to be matir the only dormi shvois. Elo, then he found the basis. Shono imrim shen ki maslin ve imrim yeinei ki kol shol nateru uchei nidre yoisho im bailo uchei rapinchas. The omar rapinchas kol anideres al bais bailo nideres. I don't remember whether I finished discussing that Ramban. So when the Ramban says avol ma'e ese she'arabim sheni lo'akeil. So in other words, so the question arises, since vis-a-vis Yochid, so he can only exercise bilus the first moment when he hears. So then by call, when the call makes the neder or the shvu'e al das of the same call, so mele it's not the first moment. Even a minute later is not the first moment. Because Bishleime, when Ruvain takes an Eder or Ishwe al Das Shimon, so when Shimon hears, that's the first moment. But when the Tzibur takes an Eder or Ishwe al Dai Tom, so the first moment was when they took the Eder. So they decided not to disapprove of the Eder, because the fact that they took the Eder indicates that they decided to approve of the Eder. Otherwise they wouldn't have taken it. No one forced them to take the Eder. So Mimele, even there is no first moment. So that's why he says, "Avo ma ese sharabim sheni loke." So what does it mean? The answer is, what does it mean that only the first moment the Torah gives the chaverei the authority to be matter the neder at the first moment? Because the Torah here declares in this pasuk that if somebody makes a neder, takes a neder or a shvue, he also has the authority to declare somebody else as a bailim of the neder, so that he could endorse or reject the neder. So when the neder is taken by an individual and he delegates the authority to another individual, so the first moment when he hears that other individual, so mimele, he has to exercise his discretion either to endorse or to reject it. Mashein kein, when the neder is a collective neder, it's taken by 1,000 Jews collectively. So Mimele, even though they all said, we take such and such an eder, we ask a bosor, let's say, for the whole month of Tammuz, and all, we ask a bosor, they took an eder, or ishwe, asking bosor, or for the whole month of Tammuz or all. So they took it, but then even after they took it, it's still the first moment, because the first moment would be after they have an exchange of ideas as to whether they should take the neder or they shouldn't take the neder. So mele, it's still considered as the first moment. If you say a yochid takes a neder, so you couldn't say now that if a person takes a neder and then half an hour later he has charote, so without a tachochem he should be able to be matered, because after all, just as the case of an neder al das chaverei, so the chaverei is a bailim to be matered, why shouldn't he be the same bailim? The answer is, of course, he is at least as a bailim as much as the chaverei to whom he endowed with the authority of the bailim. But in regard to chaverei upon whom he bestowed bailes, so until the chaverei hears, so he could not exercise his discretion. Mashiach in the neder himself, he already exercised his discretion by taking the neder. But when the neder is taken collectively, then it's still, so the tzibur as a unit has the discretion to exercise violence. So when will they have the discretion to exercise violence as a unit? Only if they, after the neder is taken, and if they'll have an exchange of ideas and they'll discuss it, and then after the exchange of ideas, whether it was the right thing or the wrong thing, they'll decide, no, it was the wrong thing, so then it will be considered that the tzibur as a unit at the first moment, after exchanging ideas as to the propriety of the neder or the shvuy or not, so then it will be considered as that at the first moment, after exchanging ideas as to the propriety of the neder, they decided whether to approve of the neder or to disapprove of the neder. That's why he says, and then he says something else. So in the first lashon he says that the rabbim are mekilim. So apparently they assume that even though they already decided in favor of the neder, so later on, so it shouldn't be considered as the first moment because they already decided, they already exercised the discretion. So he says no. Because we could argue that true, they exercise their discretion already as individual members of the tzibur. But it is still within their authority to exercise their discretion as a unit, as one person, after exchanging ideas as to the propriety of the neder. And then he says, and if you are going to say that in view of the fact that each member of the tzibur took the neder, so he already exercised his discretion, so he cannot veto his own discretion after exchanging ideas with other members of the tzibur. But in this case, since it has been for years, it has been the universal practice of tziburim, of koholim, to be matir the same neder and shvuah that they themselves took, so then it's considered as if at the time when they took the neder, when the kol took the neder or the shvuah, they explicitly stated that we are endowing the kol with authority to be matir the neder after the first moment after they have an exchange like this. So Memele can do it. So that's what he says. But according to the Rambam, it's not on the basis of Svare. It's all based upon the Gzeiros HaKosov in the Parsha of Matis. Now, the Rashbo, in Chilek Dalet, Charles Jewish Rashbo, Chilek Dalet, Simen Shin Yud. So at first he says he doesn't understand how the Rabbin can do it. And then he says he found the basis for that Kule, because Rabbi Pinchas Aloch. Because of Rabbi Pinchas Aloch. And then he says, So then the Rashba mentions what the Ramban says, that the reason he found a kule for the call to be matir, the own Nidorim and Shvuos, on the basis of Rabbi Pinchas Aloche, and since it is known for many years that to do that, the call are accustomed to do that, to be matir, their own Shvuos and Nidorim, after they have an exchange of ideas and they decide to be moderate, so they are accustomed to do it, so mainly it's considered as if they stipulated explicitly at the time of the Rishwe that we should have the authority to be mevatel that neder. Later on, after we discuss it collectively and we come to the conclusion that it's not proper, so on the basis of Pinchas Aloche. But suppose there is no established practice in a certain town for years to be matter neder, then they cannot be matter neder. In other words, it's like the second lashon in the Ramban. The Ramban is still a shenis. So he says, "V'chivim shachein kol shalinu agu behem la'atirom hariyador nisha shom aladin vein lehetel eilom bilti nisha kol echad v'echad na'kol b'fnishvei shorim la'atir amidorim v'al dipsochim kidi nidorim ushvei zda'alme v'hu sheyiu amatirim shalim b'chol anoshim." Because they can't use as a basin three residents of the city, because they are only dwelling themselves. So they have to find three Jews from another city. So then he says, Uvimokim hazeh chomu chirem akol nishu esayishu. שאנסו הנידרס תחס ביילו, אף על פי שאומרו בפי ירושים נידרס על דעס ביילו, like the taste of the Russian Yidden. afloche bal mivalo. Shari tivon nosno iso bioshusa bal. Lichol neder uchol shu asisa. Sheyesh biyun nefesh. Oishu beinil bino. Vichim bioshusa. Kol shi naro vioshusi shalav. Shol nises mpni shalof kar dayton. Viruba maldas kein nevris. Aber akol sheyne adin kei meatzmon. Dai lonu shenismich maasei mamsusomim. Al אלט נוי האמ מחשבה אזייס אבל קומט מן שיי מפרוש מוי ביניין שתי מחשבת מיקרס מיט מסיין או מיט חלשיינם חוזר ביניין אל דיני מילט ויז אב די באו סו איבן פיי סרט מומנט וויל סיי I don't care for the Baal, I don't submit to his authority. He'll still be able to be nefer, because the average woman generally submits all the nidorim to his authority. So Mimele, even in an exceptional situation, where the woman says she doesn't submit to the authority of the husband, he still has that bias. Because generally, the average woman submits all the nidorim to the husband. Masha'in can hear, so only in the specific situation that it is apparent, it's obvious, that the call or the yochid endowed a certain yochid or a certain call with authority. But if that presumption is lacking, so then they cannot be mad. That's chilek dalet and tshuves harashbo, tshuves shinyut. Now then, there are many tshuves in the Rashbo. Now, in Shaila tshuves harashbo chilek alet, Tshuva Tov Reish Tzadik Vav. So he said as follows. It's a continuation of Tov Reish Tzadik Hei. So Tov Reish Tzadik Hei, the Shaili Shalten, Hechimu Atzibur Al Das Rabin, Im Yechelim Lehatim. So Tshuva, that's in Tov Reish Tzadik Hei. Shura Sadin Chom Yitzibur Eim Lemeta. Leila. Then he says, Elo Mashe Noagu Atzibur Lehatir, Kavale Kimasa. In other words, only if there is an established practice for years, so then it is considered as if they stipulate it. So Havale Kimasnin, Vidamyale Kiyisho Shabal Matya Mishindra Pinchas. The Oma Kolanideres al Das Bailanideres. Val Kochoch Nirali, that's in Tofrei Sadikei. Chilikalev Tofrei Sadikei. The Chomi Tzibur Nitorin Mikan Lahabo. Aval Mashova Eininita. The Heteratzibur Megas Gaius. Uchaforesba. You see, the Ran understood these Rishenim as basing their aloche upon ordinary tnai. So Mimele has a certain kasha. But if it had been based upon svore, upon an ordinary tnai, in other words, in the same way as a person can say, kikar ze osa lai, im yeduk shomim lemocho. So if tomorrow it doesn't rain, so the kikar is not osa. So then it shouldn't be only mutam kan habe. So it should be. So if it's a regular tnai, so it should be muter. Let's say if somebody says kikar ze osa lai im yeduk shomim lemocho, and tomorrow it doesn't rain, so the kikar will be muter all the time. Limafrei will be muter. Nothing will be. Tomorrow it will become muter. But he says, the Rashba says, since it's based upon Repinchas Aloche, so Memele, it's only Megas guys. The Heteratziva Megas guys. Uchafor es Baal. So it's a raya that it's not an ordinary tnai. It's not an ordinary tnai. In other words, the Karneiro was bothered by this. So the Karneiro assumed that all those Rishenim would say that if somebody is Neidar Das Haverei, so then the Haverei can be Matir, not because the Haverei is a Bailim to be Matir, but on the basis of Svore, so that it's like any other Tnai. So it's like a Tnai, Al Menashe Yedukshon. So then he has the Kashe. So Memele, it should be Muter. It should be Muter Limafreya. Why is it Muter only Mikan Rabbe? After all, Repinchas is referenced to Baal, and Baal is Megas Gaiz. So he says, that's the Umdene. In other words, that he wants the Nedea. In other words, the Ishe wants that the Nedea should be Osea in accordance with the will of the husband. So in other words, so suppose the Ishe will say, She'll ask her a kikar, and she'll say as follows, I'm asking the kikar now today, Sunday. She asks the kikar on Sunday. And she says, but if the Baal on Wednesday will disapprove, so then I want the kikar to be osa only from now, Sunday, till Wednesday. But after that, after the Baal expresses a disapproval, it shouldn't be osa. So this is how we explain it. I mean, but it's very strange. It's a big deichak. So bishlein in regard to to neither like Asar and Gekikea. So he could say that. But we say the same aloche of Megas Gaius, the Gemara in Ozer says, Ligabe, Isha Shenoto Binziris. So, Binziris, you cannot say. You cannot say Niziris is a Niziris for Shlesh Yehim. You cannot say, I'll be in Ozer, I'll be in Niziro till Wednesday. She cannot be Mikabu Niziris from Sunday till Wednesday. And even over there, the Gemara says, Megas Gaius. So we see that the Megas Gaius by the Baal is not based upon the Neder, is not based upon the dinim of the neder on itnai. Because there you couldn't take a neder of Nizires that she should be a Nizira till Wednesday. So still the Gemara says Megas Gaius, so it's a big dechak what the Karmero says. But you see that the Rajbo says, Val Koroch nearly, the Chomi Tzibo Nitorim Ikan Lahabo, Avu Mashovar in Niter, the Heteratzibo Megas Gaius, because it's not a neder on itnai. When will it be a neder al-tnai if he'll explicitly state and for that he's making a conditional neder, a neder on a condition? But if he formulates it not in terms of a condition, but in terms of an unconditional neder, except that he declares the chaverei as the bayin, then it's not a neder al-tnai, but it's another aloches that is also implicit in the parasha of Matis, in the posik Matis, that a person can declare somebody else as he's bailing. So then he can be matir, he has a keyacha, hatore. So mele, it's Megas Gaius. And then again, in Tofresh Sadigvov, umashe omartem, shekom mishiyave lacherem shiyemenude, im yehiru lahatras anidu emoi, kiven, shenase lechazek zacherem, lechmei shematir zacherem kachem matir zanidu, kol mishiyovar yechim lahatir. The bein sheyachil lahater as aneder, or bein sheyachil as aneder. Mashe kvor in nita beheter achirin, kmo shemarti, sheyichom meitzivo nitorim lemafreya. The Megas Gaius kafor as abar. So in other words, so he emphasizes time and time again that it's not just in neder al tnai, like kikar zeros alayel mashe yodok shomim. No, it's a special zeros akosu that when a person takes a neder and he declares another person as a bailim, so he can exercise bailis. And according to the Ramban, he can exercise bailis only the first moment, the Shmiye. But from the Rashbo, it's not mashma like the Ramban. From the Rashbo, it's mashma that not only the first moment of the Shmiye he can exercise bailis. Maybe the Rashbo agrees with the Ramban. Anyway, the Rashbo does not mention the Tshuva Rashbo. The Rashbo does not mention this Chiddush of the Ramban, that only the first moment. The Ramban is the only one. And then there is a Tshuva Sarosh, who also says the same aloche, Tshuva Sarosh, Klal Asiri, Tshuva Gimel. So there, he also says the same thing, that it's based upon the aloche of Rav Pinchas, but from him it appears almost explicitly that he can be mevatel the neder, that he can be mevatel, the tzibur can be mevatel the neder, and it's mashma not only the tzibur, it's mashma from Rosh Nevorosh, even the yochi, the chaveire, even after the first moment of the Shmi, from the Rosh. That's klal asiri, tshuva gimel.